God is the one who establishes every nation, every boundary, and every governing authority. He designed government to punish evil, reward good, and create space for people to seek him. In this devotional, we will look at Romans chapter 13 and Acts chapter 17 to see how God is sovereign over nations and why that matters for how we live in the public square. Let this truth shape the way you see your country, your leaders, and your own calling today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you are having a very, very blessed day. And if you're new to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional family, I want to say welcome. Our goal here is to change the heart so that we change the public square. And we're doing that one heart at a time. We're just simply diving into the Word of God together and allowing that to make us better leaders, better fathers, better mothers, better people in the public square as we go. So if you're enjoying this series on governing authorities from Romans chapter 13, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. And if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your financial support. All right, let's read our scriptures today. It comes from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. And the title is, All Authority is Established by God. And our question is, how do you see government authority? Do you see it from man's perspective or God's perspective? All right, here we go. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. So we're going to focus in on that last little part right there. Those which exist are established by God. But let's get some context here. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God and an avenger who brings wrath on those who practice evil. Now, we will keep unpacking this for you, but the last couple of days we talked about, what if I want to do good, and by the way, God defines good, and the government wants me to do evil? So that is not addressed in this Romans 13 scripture. Not everything the government says is good. And so what happens when they want me to do something that's contrary to the Word of God? So you can go back and listen to those, and in the future, we'll be talking about those as well. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God. So you see, they're ministers of God, servants of God. All right, so they're servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. What is the very thing? Punishing evil and giving praise to those who do good. All right, so that's what they're doing. And then it says, render to all who is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe nothing to anyone except love. All right, so we are focusing on chapter 13, verse 1, those which exist are established by God. Now, remember the context of this. In Romans chapter 12, he just talked about don't take your own revenge. And he is saying to us that government is there to punish evil and we shouldn't do it ourselves. So we look at this and we see like this idea that government is established by God. Excuse me. And those which exist are established by God. So the big idea that we have is God is sovereign over the nations. And we just read that scripture. So all government is established by God. All right. So let's go back to Acts chapter 17. This is sometimes referred to as the Sermon on Mars Hill. And let's look at what Paul taught about nations. So Paul stood up in the midst of the Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I observe that you are very religious in all respects. For while I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship, I also found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and on earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation. Okay, so we see the word nation there. He made for one man, every nation of mankind, to live on the face of the earth. So where do these nations live? They live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times. So every nation is determined by the sovereignty of God to its appointed time, okay? And the boundaries of their inhabitants or habitation. So we see that he has formed nations, that he has given them their appointed times, and God has set their boundaries. And you say, well, what does that have to do with God establishing government? This shows us that God is very, very involved in the government realm. And to figure out that God establishes these nations, that they would seek God. So here's what he wants nations to do, that they would seek God if perhaps they might grope for him and find him. This is the idea of a global economy, a global system that undoes the boundaries that God has set is unbiblical. The government is established by God and it's limited government. In other words, he didn't allow one nation to rule all of it. And he says that they may grope to see God, though he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your poets have said, for we also are his children. Being then the children of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by art and thought of man. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to the men that all people everywhere should repent. Man. Because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Now, when they heard of this resurrection from the dead, some began to sneer, but others said, we shall hear you again concerning this. So Paul went out in their midst, but some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius, Goodbye it, and a woman named Demarius, and others with him. I probably butchered those names, but here's my point. God has established all government. Think about that for a moment. And the purpose for this government is to do good, stand for righteousness, and punish evil. We're going to see that in the coming days. He sets the boundaries, he sets their time of existence, and he chooses the people for those nations. Let that soak in. Let it set deep into your heart today. God establishes nations. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day as we go into the public square. Let us understand that you strategically place us in the nation that we find ourselves in. God, that we are to steward that nation. Go before us, God, in all things. Surround us, God, in all things. Lord, you are King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that are new every morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.